following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis. Welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is April 20th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today is $1 million referral system for real estate pros and your business too. Thank you to real estate attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman of Griffin Clift, Everton and Mashmeyer Law Firm for sponsoring this episode of Real Estate Mortgage Shop. For your home purchase or refinance closing, contact Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman, 901-752-1133. Back with us in the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, well, not in the studio, but on the phone, we have Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications. Terry is the executive master coach and communication specialist, and you, Terry, are an accomplished real estate entrepreneur, author, national speaker, founder of Smart Women, Smart Choices, and so much more. Today, Terry is going to be sharing with us how to build your own $1 million referral system that not only supports you and your needs, but those who are connecting with you. And this is especially critical right now when it comes to acquiring or selling real estate, as trust is the name of the game. Terry, I know you're going to identify those key trusted resources from your mortgage provider, legal support, inspectors, all of that stuff. Let's get going. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with the $1 million referral network.
Well, you know, Joe, thank you for that gracious introduction. You know, I am a bit of an overachiever. But that said, you know, I started real estate clueless. I had never bought a house. My parents bought a house and stayed there forever, so I didn't even know people moved. But I will tell you that because I started with no contact, and I don't mean transactionally, I just mean friends, anything. I moved there and I didn't know, you know, I moved back home, didn't know anybody. But I will tell you there's such value in relationships, and that's the one thing we're going to address today, because people think they have a relationship just because they have someone's email address when they don't.
You know, you know how to do this, and you've been doing it for many years. You had another study out, a seminar out many years ago, and I just about memorized it, Terry. It is so key. You know, it's all about relationships. It's not just a digital connection like we've talked about earlier. It is knowing and trusting and having an interaction with those trusted professionals. But, you know, lots of our listeners have heard about the news, the big changes coming to how realtors who represent buyers are going to be paid starting in July 2024. There will still be buyer's agents, but the amount of commission allotted to pay them will not be listed in the normal place, like on the multiple listing service. Buyer's agents will need to take some extra steps to know how they're going to be paid. Some lending programs like conventional loans from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, government-type mortgage programs have already adjusted their limits on what the seller can pay on behalf of the home buyer, so that now they will allow the seller to pay the buyer's agent's commission without reducing the normal limit on what sellers are allowed to pay for buyer's costs. So that was a big win for buyers. It was a big win for sellers, too. And we're, you know, we all find ways to best serve our real estate customers, our mortgage customers. However, to our real estate pros, it is a good time to consider fresh new ways to build our quality network of trusted professionals for resources we need to help our clients. And Terry, you know, I was thinking, I've thought of so many stories of times when knowing the right person helped make the transaction go through that otherwise would have died on the vine. So I'm just thinking right now about a realtor. I'm going to call his name Randy the Realtor, not his real name, of course. But he was always scoping out ways to make his transactions happen. Now, Randy had a great relationship with other realtors who had listings in the neighborhood where this particular customer I'm going to talk about was selling their home. So Randy already had a good relationship with other professionals in the neighborhood. Well, what happened was they had listed this house. Randy had listed the house for his buyer. And this was several years ago. So the listing price was like $250,000 in a neighborhood where most of the homeowners had upgraded their homes. Randy's seller had spent quite a bit of money upgrading their home. They had at that time granite countertops, and you know there were other things that you did to your home to add quite a bit of value. And his seller had done all of that. Well, he listed the house for what he thought was the market value, and lo and behold, appraisal comes back $10,000 too low. Well, this was going to be a deal killer for the seller because they needed that money to make the deal happen. But Randy had a good relationship with the listing agents in the neighborhood, and he put on his sleuthing cap, started researching with them the homes that were already listed and had already sold in that neighborhood, and he found out from the appraisal that the appraiser had used homes that had not been updated to come up with this value. Long story short, the seller wrote a letter, and we submitted it through the appraisal company, making a bid to have the value readjusted based on better comps. And we showed in there, with the help of his other listing agents, friends in the neighborhood, that we should get a higher value. We did, Terry, but we didn't get the full $10,000, but we got $8,000 added to the value, which made the deal go through. So the point is, if you know the right people, you have a good relationship with them, it's a quick and easy way to solve a lot of problems. But over the last 30 years as a loan officer, I have the network you need. So contact me. I can help you find the right mortgage product, make the process easy, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. But Terry Murphy, let's talk about the $1 Million Referral Network. So if we don't finish some of the points, we're going to pick it right back up when we come back from break. But let's get started.
Well, that was such a good story. And the reason is because it speaks to relationships. It also speaks to Randy's entrepreneurial. But when you have relationships that are not transactional, key word there, Joe, not transactional. In other words, I'm just not calling you because I need something. But when you have a trusted relationship with a sphere, you know, a sphere of influence that is treated slightly differently, you know, you and I, we know that the average the average person knows 13.6 agents. So, but who are you going to work with? The one that you trust.
Absolutely.
Which lender are you going to work with?
The one you trust.
Right, exactly. And in some cases, and this goes back a number of years, they would call the lender who was assigned by a company as opposed to a local person, would bring in a contractor from 300 miles away who didn't really know the neighborhood.
Right.
So that's when you can pull out your secret stash, you know, the people that you really know their business, and get more information to help people. Because at the end of the day, that seller was going to be in a pickle because they probably bought another property or whatever. And the buyer didn't want to go through another 100 houses. But you're right. NAR is in a little bit of a challenge right now. But at the end of the day, nothing's really changed except the art of communication, which is what your $1 Million referral system is all about.
Oh, it's perfect timing to be talking about the topic. And of course, this show is directed for our real estate pros who are a large good segment of our listeners. But listen, if you're in any business, this applies to you. Even if you're not in business, but you're heading up a committee, or you're trying to pull together a project at the house and you need help, these principles that Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications that she's sharing, this applies to you. So listen up, take some notes, and you're going to be amazed at how much easier and faster these projects and these goals can happen for you.
Well, absolutely. And Joe, here's the thing that's key. It's all about trust, because we can get anything we want from the internet. In the old days, we had yellow pages. Yeah, I go back that far.
I do remember that.
But when I get implied endorsement from someone who I know, like, and trust, and I know they know, like, and trust, and we have similar core values, high integrity, doing what you say you're going to do, that kind of thing. Then it's easy. You feel comfortable. There's less stress. And so, but you just can't pick up the phone. It's sort of like watering a plant. You can't water it once a year and expect it to live. You've got to nurture these relationships, and you do it in a way that is both personal, face to face when possible, and relevant. I don't need to send you a packet of bluebonnet seeds so you remember me, okay?
No, but you sent me a snail mail thank you note the other day, and I was so impressed. Well, listen, Terry, we're getting ready to go to break. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your mortgage journey. If you're buying a home or doing a refinance anywhere in the country, here in the Mid-South or anywhere, connect with me at jogarner.com, 901-482-0354. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications. We're going to jump into how to target and identify your most valuable people, how to approach and organize the nurturing of your special group, the process to stay connected, and more. So stay tuned. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop. Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Saul Klein with the Data Advocate here in San Diego, California, and you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right. If I had $1 million by the, who was that? Soul Generation. Boy, that was a long time ago, 1972. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your mortgage journey, whether you're buying a home or maybe you're refinancing. Connect with me. I can get you in the right mortgage product. Make the process easy. jogarner.com. Also joining us today, we have Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications. Terry and I are talking about Terry's $1 million referral system for real estate pros, and hey, for your business too. Terry, how's the best way to contact you?
You know, really, it's my name. It's Terry, T as in Tom, E-R-R-I, at terrymurphy.com. Now, if you send it to Terry with a Y, you're going to get a guy with a lot more facial hair. So just Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at terrymurphy.com. You can go to LinkedIn, you can go to Facebook. And one of the other places that we are, I just heard you have Saul Klein. He is the he's literally the godfather of all things MLS and real estate. And when I heard his voice, it reminded me that we were originally the Internet Crusade, bringing technology to the real estate industry way back before anybody knew what a website was. And now all the information, we're joined by John Riley. John wrote The Language of Real Estate. He's an attorney. He gets to live in Hawaii. And We have put together a resource for all things that are going on with the National Association of Realtors, and really separating the myths and the facts, because there's so many myths out there. And you can just go to thedataadvocate.com and catch up. We just post all the time on what's going on. They're on the inside track, Joe, so they know.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier this morning on a reel about change. And if you've noticed, no matter what you do, everything that you used to do and it was the only way to do things is now changed. It can be frustrating, it can be exciting, and it can open up opportunities. So today we do have some changes coming our way in the real estate market. So this show is dedicated to our real estate professionals. But hey, it applies to all of us who have a business, or maybe we're heading up a committee on something, or maybe we're just marshaling something with our family. These principles work, the $1 million referral system. So Terry, before we left for break, we were talking about it. Let's talk about how to implement this network.
You know, that is such a good question. And if you're listening to this, I don't care what you sell. It can go from anything from, you know, door to door, not that anybody does that anymore, to cars, to whatever. But when you build this solid core of, let's just say 50 people, your most valuable people, these are people, Joe, that you love and you would recommend them in a New York second. So as an example, when you're targeting how to identify who you'd like to have in this inner circle, your elite, you think about A, you would refer them in a minute without even thinking about it.
Right.
And not expecting anything. So if I say, this is a great restaurant in Memphis, you're just going to love it. I don't expect them to buy me a free dinner because I've referred them.
Right.
Again, I will have no problem referring them to my inner circle. Now, think about this. You just talked about that transaction that Randy had.
Right.
I could not find a good HVAC contractor. I could not in Memphis. I was looking for somebody who would really do a good job. When I finally found one, it was through a referral of a friend, Marion McDonald.
Marion.
And she said, listen, you got to call Tony. And I called Tony because Tony figured out all kinds of things that no one else had seen. I want to reward that with referring him to my sphere of influence and would do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you look for 50 people and you want to approach them in a way that says, you know what, I so respect what you do. Joe Garner, you're one of the best and most and dedicated mortgage people I know. And you've got, you know, Lynn McDonald with insurance. You've got these people that you know do a great job of serving, even regardless of opportunity. And I want to put you in this little network that I have. Because so often as a realtor or so often as a homeowner, people want referrals. Now, how do I do that? I call you and I say, hey, Joe, I'm putting together a special group of people that I know, like, and trust, and I want you to be one of them because I do know, love, and trust you. So I want to be able to promote you as a mortgage lender. I want to be able to promote you as an HVAC specialist, whatever it is. And I'm going to be doing that with special events and client events and just wanting to keep the relationship going. And you go, well, that's really nice. What do I have to do?
Uh-huh.
I say, you don't have to do anything, but I would hope if somebody needed real estate services, you might think of me.
Right. Exactly.
But now here's the process though. You want to have a process to stay connected in a non-solicitative way. So maybe I might find out your birthday. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't celebrate, I might find out what your cat's name because, you know, you love cats. And so when it's National Cat Day, I'm going to send you something for your cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it is a monthly touch. It's a consistent touch of some kind that's personal, sometimes business. Sometimes I might want to do a video on my, if I'm in real estate and I've got a roof problem with somebody, I want to say, you know, this is why you want somebody who really knows roofs. And I'm interviewing, you know, John Doe here, and he says A, B, C, D, and E, and you broadcast that for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's direct marketing.
You know, Terry,
I
just want to jump in here and say you do this so well, but so some of those people out there, and I've talked to many of them in Talk Shop and B&I, they're like, I don't know how you keep up with all of that. Well, there is easy ways to do it. I'd use a simple Excel file. I also have a customer retention professional app, but I have an Excel file that I've been using for over 20 years that I keep up with. Okay, this is when I need to reach out and hear. This is what I need to do. And it reminds you, you know, you can go in there and see what you got to do each day. Oh, yeah, it's cat day, and I'm going to send out a special thing to this person, and that person. And it automatically, you just get up and you do it.
Well, you know, bring up a good point because there's lots of client relationship management platforms. But if you're just a regular person without a big business, we have something called a spreadsheet. But here's the process. As a master coach, I would tell you, you have to designate a given time once a week to address 5 of those people or 10 of those people, whether it's their birthday month, whether it's a house anniversary, whether it's a mortgage fitness identity theft screening update, whatever it is. You do it on a regular basis once a month, not so they file a restraining order, okay, but something that rotates so that every month you're talking to them.
You're not stalking them, but you're just staying in touch with them.
Well, I'm not the kind of person, I mean, some people have no problem asking. I'm not really, I don't need to ask you. I'm just there to support you. There's got to be something, you know, you might need a plumber, you know, you might need an electrician, you might want a painter, you might want an opinion about appraising the house because you might want to do an equity loan. Whatever it is, you do it in a way that is, I like to say, service regardless of opportunity.
Right, right. And it's a giver's gain also, Terry. And I like to remind, as soon as I refer you as a real estate trainer, I like to reach out to you and say, hey, I talked to this person and I referred them to you. So hopefully they'll call you and that way you know to be looking for that person.
Oh yeah, because when I get the endorsement, and that is such a good point, Joe. when you say, hey, you know, my brother needs some real estate work on such and such, if you make the introduction, it's way better, obviously, because, again, we've got that trust and endorsement. But what people don't understand is you've got to be consistent about loving on the people that you love. Mm-hmm. And I just read a great book by Charles Duhigg called Super Communicators. And through the whole book, he talks about relationships and being authentic and transparent. Yeah, of course. I mean, I want you to think about me if you have a real estate need. But that's not the only reason I'm connected with you, because I know that you're a good person and that, you know, that your favorite charity is the veterans. And if I can, you know, put a spotlight on that to my people, I'm happy to do that, or help the kids at school, you know, with school supplies. We have so many ways to support each other. And
right.
that's what
right.
you have to be consistent. There has to be a process. It has to be not transactional, but relational. And it's got to be a little fun. So you got to do some fun things.
You know, your point about relational at some of the networking groups I'm in, BNI Talk Shop, we encourage people to serve on committees, to serve with people, roll up your sleeves in whatever it is that you're doing. If it's a soccer club, if it's chess club, whatever, roll up your sleeves and get involved with people to make that meeting, that group better. Because once you do that, then the relationship goes even deeper and stronger. And you also can find opportunities to really have some fun and maybe even some funny moments when you can look back and laugh. And that really solidifies the friendship part of it.
Yeah, you mentioned BNI, and boy, those are terrific opportunities, especially if you move into a new area and you don't know anybody. You know, because we get siloed into the people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, though, you mentioned earlier that I sent you a handwritten note.
Yes, you did.
And
very impressive.
And it is, because nobody sends notes
right.
anymore.
And we've only got about 30 seconds here, Terry, so talk about that, though.
Well, here's the thing. When you do something that has experiential opportunities, whether it's a coffee together or taking everybody out and having hot dogs in the park, it's an experience. It helps support the real need for each other to help each other.
All right. Well, that's Terry Murphy with Terry Murphy Communications. How do we contact you, Terry?
Terry at terrymurphy.com.
And I'm Joe Garner, your mortgage officer, your mortgage expert. Give me a call, 901-482-0354 directly, or jogarner.com. And if you want to call us while we're on the air, it's 901-535-9732, 901-535-WREC. We've got more from Terry. I'm going to be telling some customer stories of people who really were able to get their loan approved and their house because of not what they knew, but who they knew. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jackie Woodside from Marlboro, Massachusetts, author of Calming the Chaos. Back over to Real Estate Mortgage Shop with your host, Joe Garner.
If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies. I love the name of that band. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. I'd love to be on your mortgage journey wherever you are in the country. And we have Terry Murphy with us today of Terry Murphy Communications. Terry, how is the best way to contact you?
Oh, thanks, Joe. It is Terry, T as in Tom, E-R-R-I as in ice cream, at terrymurphy.com. And by the way, you should be one of everybody's top 50 when it comes to lending.
I appreciate that, Terry. I love you for that. We're talking about $1 million referral system for real estate pros and for your business or project, too. We were covering how to set up that referral network, some rules of thumb that you can use to build you a very
right.
trusted resource.
You know what, Joe? We've got an ebook that I can send everybody. It's called 8651. It's put together by a group that I work with. And at the end of the day, for real estate, this is specifically for real estate, you touch 50 people once a month for a year, and it can yield, if you do the math, 86 transactions.
Oh, my goodness. I definitely want that.
I thought that was crazy. I thought that was crazy, but I've got a client, one of our master coaches, not a master coach, he's a certified coach, who put, you know, put the pedal to the metal and put together 45 this year just from the top 50. So, you know, think about buying leads and all of this stuff and working Zillow leads, which are fine. It's just that, that you don't.
I don't like cold calls.
I can trust you.
Yeah,
I don't either. I'm too busy. So, yes, I mean, if anybody wants, just email me at terry@terrymurphy.com or I'll give it to you and you, they can call you, whatever works.
You know, that, that sounds like a great idea. And there are so many cases, Terry, in the last, I mean, I've been originating mortgages for over 30 years. I love it. But there's so many cases. There are a couple of more stories I wanted to share that give you an example of why it's important to have that resource, that trusted resource network set up. I want to call this one Kit and Casey. It's not the real name, of course. Kit and Casey, it is what you do and who you know that brings success. It is what you do and who you know that brings success. Kit and Casey had been trying to buy a house for over 2 years. Believe me, I had done all of the scenarios for them. They had their hopes set on a home over a year ago, and they almost bought it. But Kit's mother, who had lost her home in foreclosure, you know, back during the real estate crash, just talked them out of being homeowners. It was so sad because they already had their offer accepted, and they just said, "I can't do it." Well, Casey called me a few months ago and said, "Hey, Kit and I have been watching that house we missed out on buying. It's gone up over $30,000 since we walked away from it." So Kit and I both were convinced. She said, "Kit and I both are convinced that we want to buy a home, but there are just so many people making offers on houses we want. Someone always gets their offer accepted over ours. What do we do?" Well, once we updated Kit and Casey's loan application, Terry, they went the extra mile, and they sent me those pay stubs, the latest bank statements, and they had been working on improving their credit scores so that they could get a stronger lender pre-approval letter. That is another principle, you know, play the game, do the strategy, get a strong pre-approval letter from your lender. Over a year's time, they had worked hard and saved some money so they wouldn't have to ask for as much from the seller for cost. Well, after sifting through all four offers, the listing agent told me the seller was still down to deciding between Kit and Casey's offer and someone else's. The good news for Kit and Casey, though, was that the listing agent representing the seller knew me personally. We had done business before very successfully, and I had, you know, closed some mortgages for her clients in the past. Well, she accepted Kit and Casey's offer because she knew me, the loan officer. Sometimes it's not what you know, it is who you know.
Who you know. Absolutely.
So, you know, Terry, if you want to buy a home, but the thought of going out house hunting and working through the mortgage process just makes you too tired to take action. I've had so many people say, "Oh, Joe, I'm just so busy. I don't have time. I want to buy a house, but man, I mean, life just gets in the way." If you're working with professionals who have their million-dollar trusted network already in place, then you're already over halfway to getting the job done before you ever even step out the door. I mean, well, I have that network.
You do, and that's one of the reasons you and I are friends, number one. Number two, we've been professionals in the same industries or similar industries. Here's the thing. When there's trust, you bridge the gap.
Yes.
And the fact that these people, the agent knew that as a lender, you were high integrity, that you get it done. If there's a way, you're going to make it happen. That's it. Game over.
Yes.
Price is not as important as the terms and the trust. And there you go.
On trust, you mentioned a book earlier. Well, I want to mention one that I have on my shelf right by my left hand. It is called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey.
Yep.
And it talks about if there's trust, the transaction is less expensive and it goes quicker. If there's no trust, it's more expensive and it takes a long time. You know, you're talking about this million-dollar network, Terry, and I do encourage people to reach out to you about it because you can make that process of putting that together easy. Just like my mortgage team, we're perfecting the process of making the mortgage process easy. We've got several things that we do that can help you not be so overwhelmed, and ways that other people can help you do the things that normally you'd have to do. But yeah, having the network together. I do want to share one more story. Another one, and there are many, but
This one is the value of knowing a good home repair contractor can save the home purchase. Because,
oh, my God. Yes.
I know a few years
ago. Somebody knows what they're doing. Go ahead.
Not only that, Terry, but a few years ago, and I think some people can be nodding their head on this one, it was, you call a home repair contractor like, sure, I'll be happy to come out. I'm booked up for the next 60 days. Well,
exactly.
You know, and some of it's still like that, not as bad. Maybe they're booked up for a month, but you've got to close in less than 30 days. You can't wait over 30 days for a contractor to come in and do a repair that's going to be required to get your loan approved.
Well, or get strung along.
Yeah. No, I always say,
I'll be there next week. Yep.
I get two or three bids, and I have people that I refer to my clients so they can do the same thing. One of them's going to show up, but here's the part of the formula that makes it work. If that contractor is in your or my $1 million network, and you're sending them referrals like you talked about earlier, I'm sending them referrals, and when I do, I send them a text and say, hey, I sent John so-and-so to you. He should be calling. That's my referral to you. And he's gotten five or six in the last couple of months. Who do you think he's going to stop, drop, and roll for when I need an emergency repair to help my client get their loan approved? Maybe that client only knows one contractor who's not available, but I know five, and you know five.
Okay. Real estate puts you in the middle of all that. That's so right.
Yeah, it's powerful. Well, Tal and Tia Tompkins, they were empty nesters. They wanted to downsize to a home that was just enough room, you know, for their kids and their grandkids to visit, but not big enough for everyone to get comfortable moving back in with mom and dad. Hey, they're pretty smart, right? But they had one of their lifelong dreams was that they yearned to travel around the world, do cruise ship vacations and all that stuff. But the obstacle that was stubbornly preventing the Tompkins from getting to see the world was money, or really not enough money. Well, they were excited about all these things they wanted to do, but they needed a home to downsize to that would give them more money to go do what they dreamed of doing. They found the perfect house for them, Terry, absolutely perfect. They were so excited about it. But bad news came like a black cloud when the home inspection came back. The home needed a major roof repair. The appraiser on the house even noted that the roof needed to be repaired. And it was going to cost, you know, $3,500, $5,000, somewhere in that range. The mortgage company required this to be repaired because, hey, it affected the habitability of the house. And it looked like a stalemate since the sellers didn't have enough money to pay for the repair until the home closed. And the Tompkins surely didn't want to spend $3,500, $5,000 on a house they didn't even own yet. In this case, the realtor helped negotiate for the sellers to pay for the roof repair and have it done before closing, but only after, of course, the Tompkins loan had been approved. This was an example of trust between the realtor and the contractor. The contractor had done so much for that realtor. It's like, you know what? I'll even wait till after the closing to get paid. I mean, how many of them are going to do that unless there's a degree of trust? Terry, if that had not happened, the Tompkins' dream of owning this home and doing all the things they want to do in their retirement would have died on the vine.
Exactly. And again, when you've earned, let's put it that way, that trust level, when you've demonstrated physically with, you know, referrals, when you've done all that, then people want to, you know, Cialdini wrote a great book on the power of persuasion. The first one's reciprocity. If I feed you often enough, you might want to buy me lunch sometime.
Yeah.
Because people are grateful. And, you know, in a time where trust is really critical, because we've all had those contractors where they don't show up in the middle of the deal. And, man, that's a mess. I mean, no disrespect to contractors. My brother was one. But, you know, you've got to have people that show up and do the job. And that's what this is all about. Putting together a group everybody knows they can count on.
Well, you're right about that. We're about to go to break, but it reminds me of something one of my old mortgage managers said. He said, you know, if you want to take a road trip in a car, you got to stop along the way and put some gas in the tank. And, you know, you've got to put some referrals out there to your network. You got to do something to help them. And, you know, you give enough to somebody to help them get what they want, you're going to get what you need. So you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your home purchase or your cash out refinance journey. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Also, we have Terry Murphy. We're talking with Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications. Terry, how's the best way to contact you?
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's just my email, terry@terrymurphy.com.
All right. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Hi, I'm Tony Youngs from Real Estate Investment Training from Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now, back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, Bruno Mars, you can count on me. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Connect with me at jogarner.com. You can also call or text me, 901-482-0354. And we've got Terry Murphy in the house today. Well, in this kind of in the studio, sort of, kind of. How do we contact you, Terry?
Oh, it's easy, Joe. It's Terry, T as in Tom, E-R-R-I, at terrymurphy.com.
We're talking about putting together your million-dollar referral system for real estate pros out there. And your business, too. And it also applies if you're on a committee or any kind of project. You can use the principles that Terry Murphy has. And if you want to find out more about the tools that she has, the tools that she has to help you put this together and make it easy, connect with her at terrymurphy.com. All right. So right now we're going to do something we like to do every week. The real estate tip of the week. I believe, Terry Murphy, you have our real estate tip of the week.
Well, mine's pretty simple. It's don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. And one of the wonderful things that you get to do, Joe, is help people take some of the equity they might have or invest in a small startup property that'll pay them and work harder for them than they can work all day long.
Love real estate. I put my money where my mouth is. I've seen many of my clients over the last 30 years become very wealthy owning real estate. Real estate tends to go up in value and the income grows as well. So it's a great investment in my opinion. Good tip, Terry. I've got some tips myself. And if you want to be happy and you want to be successful, here are three mottos that I personally live by. Hire the person who can do the job best. Okay. Once you've hired them, let them do what they do best. Don't get in there and try to tell them how to do something because they're the best because they know how to do it their way. So let them do what they do best. Number two, it's not all, we've talked about this earlier today. It's not always what you know. It is who you know and what you do to move yourself closer to the life you want. The system that you have, Terry, the system that we have to make the mortgage process easy, they all have triggers in there that tell you what to do and when. So you don't really have to think about it. You just know from that when it tells you, okay, today we need to do this, tomorrow we need to do that. You just know, do it, and you're on track to be happy and successful. Number three, model what works. Find someone who is living your dream. Invite them to lunch and, of course, pay for their meal, okay? Ask them how they got to where they are in life and how they managed to stay there. Then just be quiet and listen. Many times, the successful people have multiple resources and have built solid relationships with people who can help them get closer to the life they want. And that is a good lesson for us. Today is a very timely topic. We're talking about million-dollar referral system for real estate pros and your business too. And these are ways to harness all of these resources together to work for you. But Terry, you've got a great system.
I do, and it's going to be a kind of a virtual training program because I'm getting tired of saying the same thing over and over. But at the end of the day, value your relationships because they are really where your $1 million is.
Well, part of the relationships that have us on the air, the people who contribute to make sure that you get to hear Real Estate Mortgage Shop every week, are the people from Talk Shop. And Talk Shop is a marketing company. They have events every Wednesday.
at Concord Career College. So I would recommend that you check out Talk Shop. They equip, engage, empower. Go to talkshoppe.com. And this Wednesday coming up, April 24th, 2024 at 9 a.m., we have the Mastermind Principle based on the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Break into small groups of business people, and you are welcome to come. It costs you nothing. And that's because we have some very generous sponsors and contributors. One of those is Craig Jennings of Avalon Capital. Well, Craig Jennings can help real estate investors pay cash for properties with a temporary hard money loan. Now, if you have a bargain real estate property purchase deal where you can buy it, fix it up, and resell it, or maybe you want to keep it, call Craig Jennings, 901-417-8427. And of course, that's a temporary loan, so I can come in and refinance it if you on a permanent loan if you want to keep it. Other generous sponsors committed to our business community are people like Vincent Demps of MasterCheck, a cybersecurity and investigation company, for keeping your data safe with your business and for investigating workman's comp, fraud, and even more. Contact Vincent Demps at MasterCheck. That's MasterCheck.com. Subscribe. You'll get our weekly Real Estate Mortgage Shop podcast with show notes in your inbox. You can do that at jogarner.com. Real Estate Mortgage Shop wants to remind you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. And Terry, I got a real quick quote from the quote corner. This is from familybyheart.net. You become like the five people you spend the most time with. Choose carefully.
Amen. It is absolutely true. That's why I hang with smart people like you, Joe.
Oh, you know, and ditto back to you. There's so many smart people that I like to put myself around because I need all the help I can get.
You got that right.
But we're getting ready to go off the air. We got just a few seconds here. So I want to thank Terry Murphy of Terry Murphy Communications. How do we contact you, Terry?
Terry at terrymurphy.com. Happy
right.
to help.
And Joe Garner, mortgage, your mortgage professional. I want to get you in the right mortgage and make the process easy. Connect with me at jogarner.com, and we'll see you guys back next Saturday.